Hey everybody, welcome back to Last Night in Vegas. I'm your host, Brian Ortega, and we finally tried the steakhouse over at the Fountain Blue. No, not the crazy one, not Poppy Steak. We tried Don's Prime, the classic steakhouse with beautiful cuts of meat, and of course, all your classic favorites. So I ended up trying Don's Prime sort of on a whim, and I have to say, I think it was pretty good. But we'll go ahead and dive into the details of Don's Prime on this week's episode of Last Night in Vegas. Okay, everybody, so let's go ahead and dive in. We're talking about Don's Prime over at the Fountain Bleu. Don's Prime is actually located just off the casino floor. It's actually on the main casino floor. It's right next to Q, which is like a fusion Asian restaurant, and they also have Mother Wolf, which is right next to it, which I had pizza there the other day, and oh my god, their pizza is fantastic. 100% worth just going to Mother Wolf to try the pizza. I absolutely love it. So I was walking around over at Fountain Blue, and I had my standard cocktail over at the Collins. My regular bartender was not there, but I forget the guy's name. Oh my goodness. I forgot his name, but remembered my cocktail drink, which is very, very important. So after having a cocktail there, I wanted to walk around the entire rest of the casino. And after walking around a little bit, I was like, you know what? Let's bite the bullet. Let's go ahead and eat here. So I ended up walking into Don's Prime, walking up to the bar area on the very corner of the bar. Beautiful bar, by the way. Beautiful little sort of like semi-circle that actually looks out towards the casino, which with like sort of little slats. And then you wouldn't know this, but Don's Prime, sneakily huge on the inside. It is an absolutely gigantic restaurant when you walk inside of it. I thought it was just like one little room, but it actually is like three other larger rooms in the back portion of the entire restaurant. So the restaurant itself actually has a very, very classic like Chicago, New York style to it, sort of a throwback to sort of old school Vegas as well. And I think anybody who's coming to Las Vegas that really wants to try this type of cuisine in terms of old school, or you want that sort of like, you know, classic steakhouse feel, this is 100% it. This restaurant couldn't be more different than Poppy Steak, which is the one that really Fountain Blue is known for, good or bad, but that's the one that they're known for. So Don's Prime, I think, kind of comes off as like this, like the, not the little brother, but sort of like the redheaded stepchild, that it's not the cool one. It's sort of like the classic version. But I think this place is actually very good. It should be noted that this restaurant is quite expensive for the offerings that they have. I would highly recommend going with another person just so that you can split the appetizers, the desserts, soups, so on and so forth. Most of the appetizers are going to be around $20 to $30. They do have some that, you know, tip into the $40 range, and if you're gonna get seafood, it obviously goes up from there. But Don's Prime, nice little spot. They have a beautiful little lounge area where you can sit and maybe have a cocktail if you're with another person and you're waiting for your table to get called. You can even have dinner in that little sort of lounge area. The lounge area itself is actually kind of weird. It kind of feels like a breezeway, so it would feel weird to sort of sit in the lounge chairs and eat a full dinner, but people do it. It's totally fine. I had my dinner at the bar area, which was not bad. I actually really enjoyed the bar. The bartenders were great. They sort of knew when to come, when to leave. Nothing fancy-schmancy about the like knives and all that other good stuff, but you know, pretty straightforward. It's not like Carver Steak. Carver Steak, they bring you the gigantic box full of knives and you got to pick. But the one thing I didn't like about Don's Prime, which hopefully if someone listens to this that works at Fountain Blue and Don's Prime specifically, the chair is very uncomfortable. The chairs are very uncomfortable to sit in. So for dinner, it's a little bit of a hard sit, but if you're just going to be going and having a drink, maybe not too bad. But overall, nice restaurant, beautiful sort of feel on the inside. So you walk in, it feels like you're in a steakhouse, and that's always nice to feel. So I thought I was never going to like this place just because of how old school it was. But it's funny because that's actually kind of what I was, you know, really wanting. I didn't want Poppy Steak. There's such a whole deal with getting, you know, through their velvet rope, which for a steakhouse, even STK, is never that big a problem. I actually was sitting there, and there was these two beautiful women who I actually ended up talking to and having a conversation with. They tried going to Poppy Steak, and like they definitely could get into Poppy Steak. And they're like, "Oh yeah, they just turned us away at the door. They just said no, we're fully committed. We can't assist you." And that, you know, obviously was shocking. So they ended up at Don's Prime. And I feel like a lot of people end up doing that where they want to go to Poppy Steak and then they end up at Don's Prime by, you know, sort of as a, what's I'm looking for? Sort of like a consolation, I suppose. But it's definitely worth your time to make a reservation at Don's. Really, really enjoyed the menu. The menu itself, very old school, like Vegas steakhouse. They have a very large selection of cuts of meat. It really reminds me of Wolfgang Puck's cut over at the Venetian Hotel, where they have so many different variations of steaks, and also they also have Japanese steaks like Kobe beef and Wagyu, which is on the menu as well. But overall, this is a very expensive restaurant. I would put this in the four sort of dollar sign category for those of you looking to go. They do have like a seafood tower. They also have a lot of oysters. They have a lot of shrimp, iceberg wedge, Caesar salad, so on and so forth. That's kind of what they're rolling with. They also have caviar for $222, which obviously I did not try. But some of their appetizers look really, really good. They have a squash soup. They also have a wild mushroom risotto, baked langoustina. They also have beef tartare. And of course, they have gnocchi, which is one of my dad's favorites. He would probably visit here just to have the gnocchi. But what I ended up having, so I ended up sitting down, got an old-fashioned, perfectly made, great job. They have nice drinks in the menu. Their drinks are ranging about $20. But as I kind of sort of shifted through the menu, I noticed that I kind of just wanted to do steak and maybe a side. I thought about having an appetizer, thought about having dessert as well. But again, it's just so pricey nowadays. But either way, I ended up ordering the bread. So they actually do have bread service, which do not skip the bread service. The ladies next to me, who were from, I believe, Colorado, they didn't do the bread service, and then they saw everybody else's bread come out, and they were extremely disappointed. Don't skip the bread service if it is complimentary in Vegas anymore, because so many places now charge you for the bread, so please eat the bread. But they had this beautiful sort of black pepper bread, which I was like, oh, okay, that was just, you tear it apart. It was supposed to be torn apart, and it was just absolutely fluffy and warm and hot, and that's exactly the way you want it. Beautiful bread. It's just a sort of salted bread that, salted butter that goes on the bread that I was like, oh, it's butter. And then it just absolutely blew my socks off. And then, of course, they had a beautiful, warm, twisted pretzel. All pretzels are twisted. It's the way that pretzels are. But a beautiful pretzel bread that was also so, so delicious. So it was great for two people, 100% able to share it. You could probably split it amongst like three or four people, you know, if you take smaller bites, and definitely get through it. But again, the bread is complimentary and 100% worth it. So moving on to the main courses. So the main courses that are available, they have a New York strip, dry aged bone ribeye. They have a porterhouse. They, of course, have Wagyu, which is going to be, they have a Cross Creek Ranch American Wagyu, Japanese, of course. So these are all going to be on the menu as well. So their dry-aged tomahawk, by the way, $225. So they usually can be split amongst three to four people for the most part. Let's see what else they got. So I actually ended up getting the New York strip steak, which is 16 ounces, and it was very, very delicious. Keep note that on the menu, it says it's $80. It's actually $85 nowadays. So just keep that in mind that that might shift. But I had the New York strip. Absolutely delicious. It's a good size. Good size. It's very much just on the plate. Not a lot in terms of presentation, just because it's the steak itself. I did end up actually going with a steak sauce on the side, which is an extra $3. They have a steak sauce, peppercorn. They also have their own like sort of house-made steak sauce. And of course, they have a couple other options as well. But I ended up going with their house-made steak sauce, which actually ended up being quite delicious. What did I get? They have peppercorn, béarnaise, chimichurri, steak sauce, and bordelaise, which I've never heard of that. But those are $3 each. I got one of them. You can get the whole thing, but if you if you want to splurge. But they do have an enhancements, so they do have a lot of enhancements on their steaks. A lot of it is, you know, surf stuff. So they're going to have Alaskan king crab. They have a spiny lobster, foie gras. They also have a blue buttermilk blue crust, which that sounds interesting. And they have approuvo style, which I've mentioned that once before. But I end up getting some sides. So I actually would usually get the whipped butter potatoes, which they say are very, very good. But most of the sides are $18, and I wanted to try something a little different. So I ended up going with their macaroni and cheese, which was quite good, very creamy, very al dente. Like, the macaroni itself was quite al dente. But when I say quite, I don't mean in a bad way. It was just, you know, a little bit more, you don't want to say underdone, but it is al dente, essentially, for the macaroni and cheese. Little crust on top, not too overpowering. I'm not a big fan of the overpowering part of that, but it's all good. So anyways, so as I sat there waiting for my food to come out, the ladies next to me actually ended up getting the Dover sole, which really unique here is that most places do not do tableside service at the bar, meaning that like they won't do like the prime rib cut at the bar. They usually won't do like the deboning of the Dover in front of you, but they did at this place, and it actually looked very, very good. The ladies did seem a little bit more, you know, high maintenance than me, so they, you know, were like, oh yeah, I've had this Dover sole similar, you know, before, which did not make the bartenders feel very happy. So maybe hide your actual feelings if you're still gonna eat it. If you don't like it, then obviously tell them. But they did go through the whole process of deboning the fish in front of you, so they enjoyed it for the most part. And these women, oh my goodness, on another level. They were not here with their husbands, one of their first trips without their husbands. Fantastic ladies. I thought they were great. And then they left and they went off into the sunset. They did say a few things that were very fun. For example, one of them told me that they were going to go do the zip line. They also told me that, that they wanted to marry each other, even though they were already married. So a lesbian wedding, good for you. Have fun. Legal in Nevada, so good for you. But that was all that. But then came the steak. Steak was quite good. It does come whole. It does not come sliced up. I'm assuming that if you come in a group, they probably will slice it for you. But overall, the steak had really, really good flavor to it. A nice little char on the outside. A little crispy. I do kind of like that. But I can see where that might turn somebody off. I got it a medium. Many people say medium rare is the way to go. I did try their steak sauce. It had a very, very slight hint of tanginess to it. So I actually use that a little bit sparingly, which you should for any of these enhancements. They typically bring an extreme amount of flavor into every single bite. But overall, Don's Prime, the steak, very, very good. Also the sides, the macaroni and cheese, I already talked about it. Fantastic. Then I was done, and I actually really wanted to try one of the desserts, which was a chocolate cake. I am a sucker for chocolate cake, but I was absolutely too full. I couldn't have them. So hopefully I'll go back again so I can give you an update on how their chocolate cake goes. Oh my goodness. Chocolate ganache, fudge sauce, and vanilla ice cream. That's all I want. That's all you need. They do have a bananas foster on the menu, which is a dessert for two, which is always fantastic because they do usually flambe it at the table for you. That's probably sort of their highlighted item. That's $34. Most of their other desserts are $17 or less. So just keep that in mind if you do go. Their dessert menu, very straightforward. They have a carrot cake, vanilla cheesecake, key lime pie, chocolate cake, and sticky toffee pudding. I love it. Keep it simple. That's all you need. I love that they keep it so simple. But overall, the restaurant itself does have a slight moodiness to it, but in a good way. Is it a good place to go like on a date? It's good. It's pretty. It's gonna pass as a nice little date spot, especially for somebody who's never been to Vegas before. Just would have liked a little bit more atmosphere for myself, but you know, that's just picking nits at this point. But overall, very clean restaurant. A lot of servers going back and forth, wearing jackets. I really love the attention to detail. It does offer its own bathroom, so that's always very, very nice. The night that I went in, it was actually, you know, kind of slow, to be honest, but still looked busy, which was very, very nice. But overall, Don's Prime is a fantastic restaurant over at the Wynn. It is a little pricey because it is steakhouse prices, so just keep that in mind if you're budgeting when you go. But overall, I would say that this is probably my second favorite restaurant, sit-down restaurant, over at the Fontainebleau, and would recommend anybody go there. So I would say Mother Wolf is number one. Don's Prime has to be number two. It just really hit all the notes that I really wanted to hit when I was there over at Fontainebleau. So overall, just had a really great time over at Don's Prime. I want to go back again, but I just don't know what restaurant that I want to try. For anybody listening out there, if you want to go on Fontainebleau's website and tell me the next place I should try, I'll consider it. Just note that Ito, which is on the very top of the hotel, is the most expensive, one of the most expensive restaurants at the property, because it is only a 12-seat omakase-style dining experience. So, quite rare. But overall, Don's Prime, really great. You can use it for a business meeting. You can use it for a romantic dinner. It's a very, very much a multifaceted steakhouse on the Las Vegas Strip. So, hopefully you guys try it out. So that is the pod for today, guys. This one was a little bit shorter. We had a supersized episode from Monday. If you haven't caught up on that episode, it is the episode where I give you the geography of the Las Vegas Strip and what to expect in each section as you sort of march your way down through the city of Las Vegas. Las Vegas Boulevard, to be specific. So anyways, thank you so much for listening, everybody. Follow me on our Instagram page, which is consciousconfidential_LV. You can also follow us on TikTok, which is at Keys to Vegas, which you can also follow us on YouTube, which is Conscious Confidential as well. So again, my name is Brian Ortega. We reviewed Don's Prime today. Hopefully, if you come to town and you see me, come up, say hello. Maybe I'll buy you a drink. But remember, keep it confidential.